Chapter 13. Barely a Fight. Abby yelled furiously when she saw her father take a dagger to the stomach. Jake flew back and landed on the ground nearly 100 meters away, a bit surprised at the speed at which the blast of space mana had reached him. He hadn't really taken any damage from it, but he had to admit that it did hurt a little. Standing up straight, he saw Donald also get to his feet again. His wound looked like it hurt a lot, but Jake knew it wasn't fatal. He hadn't coated his dagger in either poison or his blood before attacking, meaning it only infected him with the innate poison found within Venom Fang. Not to speak ill of his favorite dagger, but honestly, the venom sucked compared to any of the toxins tied to his profession. If Donald had known these thoughts, he would have chewed him out without a doubt, as he currently struggled with the venom coursing through his body. He could clearly feel his vital energy being consumed as he worked to eliminate all traces of toxicity in him.
"Be careful, his dagger is poisoned," he warned his daughter. "You okay?"
she asked back, still keeping her gaze trained on Jake.
"I'll manage, but don't get hit," Donald said back,
also staring at the masked man in the distance. Not feeling particularly in a rush to finish anything, Jake just looked back at them tentatively. In his fear, he had already felt several presences behind him, some of Abby's goons, trying to launch an ambush, without a doubt. It very likely wouldn't work on anyone at his level of power, but Jake was an especially lousy opponent to try and do that to. He counted 3, which was very fitting. It just happened to be the limit of how many mana bolts he could summon at a time. His 3 attackers saw 3 orbs shimmer into existence and transform into something resembling mana bolts, except they practically crackled with power. That was all they had time to think before the 3 bolts flew out, 1 targeted at each of them. None of them managed to even put up any semblance of defense before they got hit. Jake stood there, unfazed, as 3 explosions sounded out behind him. His eyes never left Donald and Abby. For some reason, Jake hoped that killing those 3 off would warn the others. Evidently, that was very wrong of him. He soon found himself bombarded with arrows and spells from all directions as Abby's followers attacked. Their levels were low, the ones he had killed not even above 30. Many hadn't even reached E grade yet, but he had already made it clear what the consequences would be for attacking, so he retaliated. He didn't want to use any more destructive skills or spells than necessary. This was his valley, after all. Why destroy the scenery for no good reason when he had a skill capable of killing without any blood or destruction? His eyes landed on the ones above firing spells at him. Both glowed a piercing yellow color as gaze of the Apex Hunter activated. On the cliff, 7 people stood, 2 archers and 5 casters. They had just fired off an attack each when suddenly they felt his gaze, followed by a sudden spike of pain, before eternal darkness claimed them. Like puppets with their strings cut, all 7 fell to the ground, dead. Sadly for his opponents, only a few had seen what he had done, and those that did see didn't release a second wave of attacks. Abby and Donald, on the other hand, had seen it as clear as day. They both looked apprehensive, as Jake had just shown them the literal definition of if looks could kill. Their fear only got worse as he did it a second time, then a third, and a fourth. Small groups of people fell to the ground one after another. They noticed that with some of them there would be a survivor or two who were just standing there, shivering, absolutely terrified. It only took 30 or so people to die before they stopped attacking. Many were either just standing there frozen or hiding. A few even turned their tails and ran the hell out of there.
"What the fuck are you?"
Abby asked, with her eyes wide open in shock. "I believe we've already had this conversation once already," Jake said, while rubbing some dust off his cloak. He had taken a few hits from the small fry, but nothing that could do anything against his armor and high toughness.
"Okay, you fucking win. We'll leave," she finally said.
Donald clearly agreed, still a bit pale from the venom he had eliminated. Jake could only sigh. "A friend of mine gave me some good advice not long ago, that leaving alive one with whom you have sown bad karma is stupid."
"I swear that we will never come and seek trouble with you and your people again," Donald said in an almost pleading voice.
"Fine, let's make it easy," Jake said, turning towards the lodge. "Hey, Mark, you have seen everything. Are these 2 trouble or not?" Mark was completely flabbergasted at being addressed so suddenly and wasn't quite sure what to say. It didn't help that this was the first time the masked man had talked to him, even less so when he had literally stared people to death just a few minutes prior.
I don't know.
Mark hesitated, looking desperately at his father and Miranda for any kind of support.
Maybe not the best to put him on the spot like that, Jake thought, before asking someone else.
Okay, a bit much to put it on you. Miranda, your take?
If you hadn't come, they would have killed us without a doubt, she said, then pointed directly to Donald. And that bastard would have done even worse.
Jake wasn't quite sure what she meant for a second, but saw the small shiver as she held her arms around her. While he wasn't the most socially adept at reading people, he got that part at least. Jake obviously wasn't some moral beacon of any kind, especially not after the system. He had developed a likely too lighthearted relationship with the concept of murder, and he was most likely far too quick to adopt violence to solve a situation. And while he didn't know about the moral stances of the multiverse as a whole, his own moral compass made that shit sit right at the top of the list of things that still wasn't fucking okay. Stepping forward, he appeared right in front of a random group of goons. The guy at the front nearly pissed himself as Jake grabbed him by the neck and lifted him. Is this true? Before he could answer, one of the guys behind him yelled out loudly,
Yes!
Jake saw a rather scrawny-looking young man staring back at him. He had deep green eyes that were far calmer than Jake expected. He had noted this guy partly due to his relatively higher level than the others, but even more so because he was one of the few people that hadn't attacked him. Name.
Chris,
he yelled back, with the same vigor as the yes before, and he didn't even require Jake to inquire further.
He took my sister, used her, killed her.
Through his mask, he saw the young man holding back tears, without a doubt drawing out some painful memories. Jake let the guy he was holding up go, making him fall on his ass. I guess that settles it, he said, turning his attention back to Abby and Donald. Death it is.
Fine. Fuck you and fuck this,
Abby screeched as the air shimmered around her. Jake instantly felt her aura take a spike as she grew in power. If he had to guess, he would say she was using some kind of boosting skill akin to his own limit break. Donald, too, no longer held back, fully realizing that this was not the time. Tears of dark blood came out of his eyes as his entire body bulged, one place disgustingly more so than any other. Him first. For the first time, Jake took out his bow. Before, he hadn't really been determined to necessarily kill them. Scaring them off was always an option. But now that he had made his decision, he was no longer going to restrain himself. Jumping back, he avoided an attack as the space in front of him exploded. Donald made a swiping motion with his scimitar that sent out a red wave of energy, but this too was easily avoided as Jake knocked an arrow, making sure to cut his own hand with it first. Pulling back the string of his bow, he felt space around him constrict once more. He knew it would collapse around him in mere moments, so he once more released a massive blast of mana. The space mana was once more dispersed, but it also served to hide his channeling of infused power shot. It wasn't a long channel. But it was enough. He released the arrow in an explosion of mana and inner energy, sending it straight for the head of Donald. The man tried to use a skill to avoid it, but suddenly froze up as gaze of an apex hunter pierced his soul. Just before the arrow hit, a slate of some kind appeared before him. A slate with a disgusting mural depicting dozens of naked women suffering, and a figure with a remarkable semblance to Donald standing above them. Luckily for everyone but the disgusting man, the arrow smashed into the mural, shattering it entirely. But somehow, it had been powerful enough to negate the attack altogether. Donald stumbled back as he coughed up black blood. He raised his head only to see another arrow already coming straight for him. Abby stepped in and blocked it while simultaneously releasing another barrier of some kind, heading straight for Jake. It was like he got a pane of glass thrown at him. Like one does when confronted with a big piece of glass, he kicked it hard, shattering it. Could he have dodged? Sure, but he didn't feel like it. His focus currently was to kill the lunatic of a man in front of him. He once more released a barrage of arrows with splitting arrow, trying to make it harder for Abby to block it. She blocked again, allowing Donald enough time to get back in the game.
Gritting his teeth, he summoned a specter of a wailing girl looking no older than 16. It tried to run, but he grabbed it with his hand and forced it down into the sword, amplifying its glow and the mana it emanated. Time to end this, Jake thought, as he lifted his bow again and channeled an infused power shot. Once more, a wave of crimson light was sent after him, along with another metaphorical pane of glass. Instantly, he released the infused power shot, at the final moment shifting the target to Abby. It broke straight through the pane of glass and forced her on the back foot as she summoned a defensive barrier to block it. Before she even blocked it, he was already channeling another power shot. The wave of crimson light was still heading for him, but this one he didn't fear at all. Before it hit, he covered his entire body in dark green scales. The wave hit him, and he saw a few scales sizzle with energy as it passed through him, a very faint sliver of the power invading his body. But it completely opened up the man who'd fired it, as he had expected Jake to evade or maybe block it. He hadn't expected him to ignore it. Donald tried to retreat, as he felt something was off, but froze up again, which was the exact moment Jake released his arrow. In the back, Abby quickly tried to muster up some kind of defense for her father, but at the most critical time, she also froze up as two yellow eyes landed upon her. The arrow flew true, this time not meeting any obstacle before it hit Donald's head, which didn't stop it either. It didn't just pierce through, but shaved off his entire head and upper body, which were obliterated in the wave of power that was his infused power shot. "No!" Abby yelled as she saw his headless body fly backward from the momentum of the arrow. Her feelings swiftly shifted from sorrow to absolute fury. "I will fucking kill you!" Once more, she exploded in power. Jake felt a massive wave of space mana heading towards him, leveling the ground in between them. Several of her own men were also getting hit in the process as they were standing too close. The wave destroyed anything it hit, but upon hitting the barrier surrounding the lodge, didn't manage to do jack shit. The only other place where it failed to do anything was upon hitting Jake, who simply tanked it with his scales still active. He felt a few of the scales chip and break, but nothing a bit of mana wouldn't fix. However, what they couldn't fix was the floating mass of space mana she was collecting above her. "Fucking die!" she yelled as she threw it at him. Blood flowed from every one of her orifices, ears included, showing it was a skill she couldn't use easily at all. This one Jake didn't plan on blocking, but as he tried to dodge, he felt the space around him constrict more than ever before, like he found himself stuck in a moat, with a giant, unstable sphere headed straight for him. But luck was not on her side, because while Jake could barely move, he could still manage to take a step forward. One step Mile was utterly unaffected as he phased through space and appeared a few dozen meters away. A pillar of shattered space exploded behind him, sending stone and gravel flying into the air. It was nearly 10 meters in diameter and left behind a perfectly circular hole with no bottom in sight. Abby once more found herself completely flabbergasted. Her ace had been nullified by the man simply taking a step forward. It was a complete joke that her strongest space magic skill was countered by a guy who had unlocked a skill utilizing the concept of space at a far higher level than anything she could do. Yet she refused to give up, releasing yet another skill. Two bolts that looked a lot like Jake's own bolts of mana appeared, and she fired them after him. "Space mana bolts? Space bolts?" he asked himself, as he easily dodged them. She threw out a few more as Jake began walking towards her. He had already dismissed his bow. It was no longer necessary. Her attacks had waned in strength after the sphere, and she was now just throwing out things in desperation. Finally, she stopped as Jake fired a single set of mana bolts at her. Her space mana was now so weak it shattered and made her fall. She was apparently unable to even summon a new one. Jake kept walking as she crawled backward, fear in her eyes, pleading.
Don't. I'll do anything. I can work for you. Please. I can be your whore. Do whatever you want. Just let me live.
He heard the words, but cared more about what he felt. Very subtly, he felt a sensation around his neck as space mana gathered. Her attempt was just pathetic, he said, as he swung his head to the side. A small ring of space mana collapsed where his neck had been milliseconds earlier, a failed attempt at cutting off his head.
Please, I didn't mean it. You win. I will serve you. I...
Jake swept his hand down and held it over her mouth, muffling her, tired of her shit. It was barely a fight. He didn't even have to use limit break. The last thing Abby saw was two apathetic yellow eyes staring down at her as touch of the malefic viper delivered her death. She loosed muffled screams for a few seconds, then went silent.